Front Range Outdoors is brought to you in part by Wild Montana's Island Range Chapter, uniting and mobilizing communities to keep Montana wild. Learn more at wildmontana.org/IRC. Also, Front Range Outdoors is sponsored by Great Falls Area State Parks, including Giant Springs, Tower Rock, First People's Buffalo Jump, and Sluice Boxes, providing year-round cultural, historical, and recreational experiences for the Great Falls area.
Good afternoon and welcome to Front Range Outdoors. This is Amy Grisak and I am flying solo this week, but I have the pleasure of chatting with Kevin Bell, who is from the Rails to Trails Conservancy and a self-professed, and I think the best title is trail nerd. But if we want to go official, he is the project manager for the Great American Rail Trail with the Rails to Trails Conservancy. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Amy.
Now, Kevin, and you and I chatted a little bit prior, and I think one place we want to start is to explain a little bit about the Rails to Trails Conservancy. You know, tell me a little bit or tell us a little bit about the organization and what you do.
Yeah, thank you. So Rails to Trails Conservancy was founded in 1986, and that was really at a time when a lot of rail corridors were being no longer used and were being lost to various avenues, to adjacent landowners and to other places. And we realized these are such important assets to have in communities where they can be a public right-of-way for people to walk and bike and roll and be outside in their communities. So Rails to Trails was founded to ensure that those stayed in the public right-of-way. So we've been around for, gosh, 36, 37 years now. Wow. And we really have expanded what it looks like to be outside on a trail, that these are accessible to the greatest amount of people because they were old rail corridors. They could only go a certain percentage grade. And if you go onto our website, traillink.com, you can see tens of thousands, almost 40,000 miles of mapped rail trails or similar kinds of trails around the country.
I didn't realize there were nearly 40,000 miles. That's really impressive.
Yeah, one in every state as well. So there's trails everywhere, especially all over Montana, which we'll get into.
Excellent. Now, how does that process work a little bit? You know, once there's a rail line that's abandoned, how does it go to become a trail that everybody can use? Just kind of roughly. I know everyone is different, but what's the process?
Exactly. Yeah, every trail, it comes to be developed in its own way. They're their own special children, which is great.
Yes.
But it's basically the community has to really be bought into the idea, and there has to be some sort of champions on the ground, because each of these is either a town or a county or a state project that's important to people, to some people, to make it happen. So folks will realize that the rail line is becoming abandoned, and there's a process that Rails to Trails has been working with the federal government for years to create called rail banking, which basically means that when a rail line goes to be abandoned, there could be a process that could keep it in the public right-of-way, as I've been saying. And then if a rail corridor would ever to become viable again, this actually would keep it so that the rail company could come back, could build the rail again. The trail could be used in an interim period, and then ideally, if the rail were to ever come back, a trail could be kept built alongside the active rail corridor as well, in what we call a rail with trail. So that is the ultimate vision for what rail banking does and helps these communities keep these things viable in their communities. And then we also work on the federal level to ensure that there is funding at a big scale to get all of these projects built and also maintained. So in the recent infrastructure bill, there was a significant increase in funding for the Recreational Trails Program, which is the big national federal funding source for trails. But it also allowed trails to become valid uses for some other pots of money, which is really an exciting time for trails and funding.
Because that's it. So many times we'll put in a trail and we don't think about the maintenance that goes down the road, but when there is maintenance and amenities added, it just adds to the benefit for everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. We know that there is often a lot of money. People want to do a ribbon cutting and have the big, exciting new project. But we also have to make sure that trails have the funding needed to keep them in good shape so they're not just used for a few years and then they get overgrown. And we're on a big push now to make sure communities and states and everybody knows that that's an important thing to be putting money into as well.
I agree. Well, you know, we're spoiled. So we're in Great Falls, Montana, and we're spoiled with the River's Edge Trail here, which is about 60 miles of trails that goes along the Missouri. And yeah, it runs through town, runs outside of town, and you could just explore it. And everybody loves it here.
I hear good things. I have not yet been. I can't wait to come see it myself one day.
Oh, good. Go. Yes, that'll be wonderful. So now on top of the what the Conservancy does overall, there's also the Great American Rail Trail. Now, could you tell us a bit more about that project and what it is and what it involves?
Sure thing. So over the years, we love to tell the story. We had a really big map on the wall at Rails to Trails office before my time. And we'd put a little pin in the map every time a new trail came online. And over the years, you could sort of start to see a network forming and really a cross-country network, which is a big, bold, crazy vision at times to think that you could really cross the country on a trail like this. I mean, we've got a bunch of north-south trails in this country, but we haven't really had a major east-west one in this way in modern times. So roughly in about 7 years ago, we started looking at, really, could this happen to build a cross-country multi-use trail? And we did a bunch of mapping. We wanted to make sure that a trail itself was over halfway completed on its own before we kind of dove in and put our energy behind creating the vision and getting the partners together. So I got to have the fun job of mapping a lot of this and realized there were a couple options that were already over 50% complete. So in 2019, we finally launched the vision of this route after talking to representatives from each state. There are 12 states it crosses. When it's completed, it'll be about 3,700 miles. And right now, it's just over halfway done with about 2,000 miles built on the ground. And out across those 12 states, we really look at it as 12 cross-state trails.
Okay.
So we needed to have each state government bought in, all the communities along the way to help us understand where the trail is going to go so everybody's bought into it. So in 2019, we launched that vision, and it's just been so exciting. And I myself, on May 8th, 2019, got to be in Three Forks, Montana, when we were celebrating the official launch. So that was, Montana is a special place in my heart for that day, especially.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. So it is, it looks like Washington State, looking at the map, Washington has a hunk of it done, but Montana's pretty good, but we still have quite a few red spots in there. So can you kind of tell us where the trail generally winds through Montana to give listeners an idea?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, so the trail in Montana itself, I'd say, is just about a quarter complete. Yeah, 25% complete. So we've got about 106 miles completed on the ground and about 300 so more to go.
Okay.
But right now, if you're walking from the east to the west, generally the trail is going to enter from Wyoming around Gardner and go through Paradise Valley into Livingston, which is really beautiful. I got to visit a few times. And we're working with the county on a feasibility study to see how much of that trail can be done, about the 50 miles in the county. And then heading westward, going through Bozeman, and then up into Butte, and then through Powell County, Granite County into Missoula, and then exiting towards Idaho along the route of the Olympian.
Excellent. So with building the trails here, now some of these, I'm sure, are on existing rail bed, but do some parallel roads? What are kind of like, what's the location of the trails for this?
Good question. So we call it the Great American Rail Trail because we wanted to have a rail trail experience, but it will not be exclusively rail trail because that's just not feasible.
True.
There wasn't just one rail line that abandoned over the years across the country. And also out west, there isn't the dense fabric of rail lines that there were in the Midwest and the East. So we've got to be a little more creative out west. which is great. So you can work on something, like I said, rail with trail, building a trail alongside an active rail line with all of the safety features that could be put in to keep everyone separated.
Okay.
Also trails alongside roadways where there might be excess right-of-way for a county or state road. Even looking at things like utility corridors or canals, irrigation canals specifically, places like that could really provide other opportunities to get creative in Montana.
That's good. I didn't even think about the railroads not being as dense out here as they are in the East or the Midwest, but you bring up a really good point there. There was a lot of rail activity back East.
Yeah, and at West also, you all have the rail lines that you did have. Many of them are still working, which is great. We are very much supporting rail that is as successful and able to be continued. So it's just also the rail lines that you have are still active, which is great.
That is a good thing. So good. And so the nice thing with going through Montana, too, I mean, it really brings people out to some of the most beautiful areas in the country. And to be able to ride it on the bike, I'm sure, is a special experience.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we talk about the speed of the human scale speed of that bicycles can give you as opposed to being in a car. It just really lets you understand what a community is about instead of seeing it from a 80-mile-an-hour road on I-90.
And that's also, you bring up a good point, too, about the communities along the way. So with the rail trail that's coming through, I'm sure all the communities are involved because it can be a benefit to them to bring people in. And I think a benefit to the visitors to really get that slower appreciation of each town.
Absolutely. One of our major criteria for the selection of the route was that it would go through towns, small and large, because we know trail tourism is a booming industry right now.
Okay.
And we know some of these towns where the railroads used to go through really could use that economic development and diversification. So just last year, we did a study of when this route is complete, what economic impact we could see around the country. And we actually hired a firm out of Montana to do this with us. And across the country, when it's complete, we expect to see $230 million of annual economic development across the route.
Wow.
And that is really, honestly, I think that'll be a lot higher than that once it's done, because each of these trails connected to each other, it's just a lot of, there will be a lot of excited, awesome, adventurous people who are going to go across the country, but there's going to be tenfold more than that of people who are going to go out on a weekend or go out on a week-long trip with their friends or just even go out for a day with their family and go buy ice cream at the town 10 miles down the road and come back home.
Exactly.
So we know there's a lot of use that will happen on all sorts of scales along this route.
Oh, see, and that's what's so cool, too, is because it's for everybody. It's not just for elite athletes. It's for anybody who can pedal a bike or walk, really.
Yeah, absolutely. We want this to be accessible to the most amount of people, and you don't even have to walk. We want it, as much of it, to be ADA accessible as well.
Wow, that is good. Yep, just give everybody the opportunity to see this. And the thing I like about it, too, in the Rails to Trails, the whole concept, is the history involved, too, because the history of the railroad, of course, you know, can be pretty exciting at times. So it brings a lot of good stories to the forefront.
Oh, absolutely.
So speaking of that, too, and you mentioned the route of the Olympian. And so tell us about that. You know, a lot of us are really familiar with the Hiawatha Trail. And so this is like a connection, relative.
Yeah. So right now, all the way at St. Regis, Montana, if you head west from there, there's something called the Route of the Olympian. It's about 31 miles run by the Forest Service through there. It connects directly into the route of the Hiawatha, but the Hiawatha is not actually a host trail for the Great American Rail Trail. It is a nice day spur if you want to go experience that. I'm told it is beautiful, and I can't wait to come enjoy that myself. But it's exciting. Along the Olympian, we're actually talking with some folks in Mineral County. There's a bridge, the Saltese Trestle, that could really use some love. The Snowmobile Association has taken that trail on because it was going to fall apart, basically. They've taken it on. And we're trying to find some money to rehabilitate that so that it could really become a vital piece to the community. You can still cross it now,
okay. But
that could definitely use some love. I got to walk across it back in October. It needs some love.
What is that one like? Is it really high?
Yeah, it's so high. It's really cool.
Oh, really?
You're Yeah, it's I couldn't even estimate how many feet it is off the ground. It's a lot, but you have a really awesome view from above.
Ooh, yeah. You want that to be in like really good condition.
When
you're
going, exactly,
whether you're bicycling or snowmobiling, yeah, it's got to be in good shape. And that's cool, too.
Absolutely.
It's neat that you're working with other organizations as well.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So this trail across the country is 150 host trails right now and more to be developed. So we are working with hundreds of partners around the country who really are the entities that build and maintain and love these trails. And we're just so fortunate to have all of these partners. I've had the benefit to get to travel most of these states and really see the passion people have for this trail and for their trails. And being part of a national trail ideally gives them the momentum to go to their communities and say, we need to finish these 5 miles that go to the next town that we've been trying to get the momentum for years. Well, now it's part of this big vision, and now's the time to invest in it.
Excellent. Oh, that's terrific. Now, speaking of progress, too, just, you know, as I mentioned, I saw your post on LinkedIn about the good news coming out of Missoula County with the Pathways and Trails. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so there's actually two big things. One is Missoula County recently passed their Pathways and Trails plan, which is really exciting. It's kind of one of the most detailed Pathways and Trails plans I've seen recently. And we are fortunate that they talked about the Great American Rail Trail. We're really trying to get communities to put this vision in their community plans because it's not going to happen otherwise without kind of all this buildup to get it to be built. But there's also a partnership developing in western Montana between, gosh, I think it's six counties now, between Mineral County to the west all the way down into Butte, that are coming together to package what a cross-county collaborative could look like to build this trail. It's not going to happen in some of these smaller counties that don't have the staff and the tax base to build what ends up being a trail that is more expensive than what they can currently afford with their budgets. So if all of these counties can come together, get the federal dollars to build this trail and to maintain this trail over time and learn from each other and get the momentum and excitement, I think this is really cool. And like having the communities of Missoula and Butte that are relatively larger anchoring what is a bunch of smaller counties in the middle, I think it's really cool. And I've been talking about it to all my other partners around the country. Like, y'all should look at what they're doing out in Montana and western Montana, because it's really, really cool.
Oh, that's very impressive. And that's just such great country that that'd be great if they could pull together and get this done.
Absolutely.
Now, are there any other pieces of the Great American Rail Trail that you guys are working on that might need some support and some help from the communities?
Oh, good question. I think that our biggest thing is getting people outside on the trails and talking about it and showing how important they are to their communities. We saw during the pandemic that the trail use counters that we see around the country, it went up 200% around the country, which is a lot.
Yeah.
And we've noticed it hasn't come back down to pre-pandemic levels. So people really learned what trails were near them because that was the safe place to get outside. And now they're not going to give them up. So we want people to pound the pavement, not literally and figuratively in some places, to talk about why they want these and to make sure that they stay maintained and invested in.
That makes really good sense, a lot. So what is for the Rails to Trails Conservancy, and also to learn more about the Great American Rail Trail, what is the best website that somebody can check out?
Great plug here. RailsToTrails.org is our main website. You can learn so much about trails in general. We also have resources on there for people who want to see what it's like to build a trail in your community. It really takes local advocates to get these things done. So we've got a trail building toolbox and resources there. Information on the new grant funding sources that are available for people to look at. You can also go to GreatAmericanRailTrail.org, and that's where you can dive into our map in a little more detail and see what exists now. And earlier I also mentioned traillink.com, and that's our trail finding website. So that's where you can see what trails are in your backyard and look through there. I'd also recommend following us on social media. If you find us at Great American Rail Trail and use the hashtag GRT American, we'd like to see what people are doing out on the trails in their backyards.
That's great. So that gives people a lot of good information to go to. And I definitely have to give a plug for traillink.com. That has to be one of my favorite resources. You know, you guys do a great job. And anytime traveling to either whether it's a different part of Montana or, you know, out of state, that's the place to go, because you just pull up the map and then you could see what trails are there. Great descriptions, great pictures a lot of times. So, no, that's a phenomenal resource for people.
Yeah, I use it myself every time I travel. So
do you
it's
see?
Plugged from the inside as well.
That's good. Now,
One other thing I'd say is coming up on April 22nd, we've got Celebrate Trails Day, which is our annual celebration of kind of the beginning of the trail season. The trails are year-round. We know more people go out in the spring and the summer. So April 22nd, look up on our website, find Celebrate Trails Day, and you can see what events are happening in your community as well.
Ooh, that's a great way to get involved, especially if somebody isn't sure. You know, if they don't feel good with their whole map finding skills on finding some of the trailheads, because, you know, most of the time they're pretty easy, and especially those that start within a town. But I know I've written descriptions for some of the trails. It's like, oh, this, you know, you got to cross the railroad tracks and you take a right. And, you know, some are a little bit sketchier, but that'll be great for people to get together and experience and celebrate the trails on that day. Now, one question I had to ask you, too, is when you were visiting Three Forks, so what trails did you ride and what did you think of the area?
Oh, I can't speak highly enough about Three Forks. You're going to get me talking for way too long about them. There's the trail which we consider one of the great trails around the country, the Headwaters Trail System in Three Forks that goes to the headwaters of the Missouri. And we had our launch there on May 8th, and the community really, like, rolled out the red carpet for us. They moved an old rail depot from the town of Trident down into Three Forks years ago. And over the years, they've been building it up and refurbishing it. And they were working around the clock to get it ready for this event. And I think over 100 people from around the state showed up. They grilled hot dogs for us and had cookies and stuff. And they even have an old Milwaukee Road caboose that the Visitors Bureau used to be in. And they refurbished that recently. So I want to give a shout out to Gene Townsend, who is the former mayor there, who's kind of just, I consider him my trail grandfather. Every time I come out there, I love to hang out with him and his wife, Pat, and other folks in the area, because they're just so welcoming and love what they do. I mean, it's just a lot of volunteer work that gets these trails going, and the Headwaters Trail System is no break from that.
That's good. Good people, and just a stunningly gorgeous area, too.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
And so I'm assuming you had pretty good weather when you were out in May?
I was out in May. Yeah, May 8th, 2019. It was a little chilly for me. I live in the East Coast, but it was pretty nice.
Oh, good.
And then I actually got to come out this past October to do some recon on the ground with the folks in Missoula and Mineral Counties.
Really?
And I can't escape. Every time I come out west, it snows on me just a little bit, no matter what time of year. It could be
really?
May, it could be October.
Oh, funny.
And it was great, though. It made it very pretty.
It is. Yeah, we did have a spectacular autumn this year, which was great. So good. So you got any plans for coming out anytime soon?
I would love to. I've got a few other places I got to stop off at before I can come back, but I'm sure I'll be back out there in the near future.
Well, that is fantastic. So like I said before, that, you know, Rails to Trails Conservancy, definitely one of my favorite organizations, just because even for years for me, I didn't realize the extent of work that you did throughout the country. But it's like, as every piece keeps being put together, it just gives us more opportunities.
The Great American Rail Trail is one long distance project we do. We also have a bunch of regional trail network projects we do called our Trail Nation projects. So we learned over the years that more people use trails when they are connected to each other. So we absolutely help do trail technical assistance for one-off trail projects at communities. But we really want to make sure to throw our additional support around these networks so that more people get outside to the trails that are connected to each other. A lot of those are in the East, in the Midwest, in the South. We've got one in the Bay Area in California. And now with this cross-country project, we're really trying to broaden our reach to rural areas as well in the West.
Yes, it is. It's a good thing all the way around with health, mental health, and everything else. And then also for transportation. I'm sure, all I know over in Missoula, so many people use the trails just to get to work and to get around town. So that's becoming a more viable option, too, for people.
Yeah, people call these recreational trails sometimes, and I always like to push back on that a little bit because who knows what you're using the trail for. It can be used for more than just recreation, right? It can be getting to your job. It can be getting to work and school and all that.
That's it. And even in Montana, I mean, we got the fat tire bikes out there now, and these people, you know, we had sub-zero weather again here recently, but I saw quite a few people on their bikes going through town, so doesn't stop them.
No, y'all are some intrepid folks in Montana, too, which is awesome.
Yeah, we don't have a choice, which is okay. We love it, especially over here in Great Falls, where we'll be below zero, but sunny and happy as a clam, even if the wind's a little brisk sometimes. Well, Kevin, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today before we wrap up?
Just I'm excited to be bringing this trail with all of the partners. As I had said, I think it's just such a cool and unique opportunity to take what is an exciting thing for a lot of people to do, which is go outside on trails and have these kind of human-scaled adventures, but also really look at the history of our country from the seat of a bike or from your feet or from your wheels. It's great to bring people from urban areas and rural and suburban areas together on a trail like this because it really allows for that kind of conversation and exchange of ideas and different ways of being an American. So I'm excited to have the opportunity to chat with you about that.
Oh, you're so right. I love it, Kevin. So, well, thank you again. And once again, we were speaking or are speaking with Kevin Bell, who is technically the project manager for the Great American Rail Trail, but just a down-to-earth person who loves every moment on the trails. And so we wanted to thank you once again, and we'll just keep watching as our trail through Montana continues to piece together, and we appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you very much, Amy.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like more information about KGPR, please visit our website, kgpr.org, where you can find a link to donate, links to all of our other locally produced programming, and information about your local voice, KGPR Great Falls.
The sun's sinking low in the west, and I know another day on the range has gone by. Bed down the strays we've been gathering all day with a Montana lullaby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
Front Range Outdoors is also supported by the Big Sky Country National Heritage Area, enhancing Central Montana's cultural, historic, and recreational resources through community involvement, economic growth, and development. For more information, go to BigSkyCountryNHA.org.